Support for KMUW comes from All Things Barbecue, offering a wide range of grills and smokers alongside hundreds of sauces and rubs to elevate whatever's on the menu tonight. Information at atbbq.com.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 30th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. A Kansas City nonprofit has spent the past decade using donated flowers from special events to brighten up the rooms of seniors who are living in healthcare facilities.
When we bring flowers to their community, some of them, it might be the only personal touch that they've received all month.
And now there's a new initiative, scholarships. We'll hear more about how this nonprofit is supporting the next generation of local florists after the news. As Friends University moves its marriage and family therapy program online, some fear it could impact mental health services in the area. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
Starting in 2028, students in the graduate-level therapy program will get online instruction, supplemented by two in-person residencies. Friends says it hopes the change will draw in more students regionally and reverse the program's declining enrollment. Some students and alumni worry the program is being targeted because of its inclusive philosophy. Liz Kaloji is a marriage and family therapist in Wichita.
In addition to being affirming of queer folk, we also have to affirm all religion and spiritualities.
Friends says the MFT program is secular and that the university does not plan to replace it with a Christian-based program or otherwise. The university also says the program's accreditation process will ensure it remains rigorous. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
The fate of Wichita's new water treatment plant could once again come down to weather. Testing on the plant in 2024 was delayed by drought conditions. Now the plant's designer and builder, Wichita Water Partners, says wet spring conditions are delaying a final coating of the plant's clarifiers. Ron Coker is a representative for Wichita Water Partners.
We are very weather dependent. Remember, the schedule that we showed you to kick off had no weather days in it. So we're definitely, out maybe 30 days from where we had hoped to be coating-wise.
Coker told the city council Tuesday that ideal conditions in the coming weeks would mean the city could take control of the plant by September. More moisture in the forecast would mean longer delays. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a property tax cut plan that she says would hurt local communities. Zach Boblett reports that after the veto, property tax cuts are unlikely this year.
Both sides of the political aisle came into the session saying property tax relief was the major issue for lawmakers to put in place. Republican legislators passed a plan, but Governor Laura Kelly vetoed it, calling it unsustainable. Now there's no property tax relief legislation in place. Lawmakers or the governor could call for a special session if they decide the issue is too important to wait. But Kelly says a special session in an election year is unlikely.
I think there would be too much electioneering going on versus really serious conversation, discussion about the reality of property taxes.
Kansas last held a special session in 2024. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
There's now a second lawsuit challenging a state law that invalidated the IDs of transgender people who had changed their gender marker. The lawsuit says Jamie Miller underwent gender reassignment surgery more than a decade ago. Miller is the woman filing the suit. She's renewed her license multiple times in Kansas and has a previous court order declaring her a woman. Now her ID is invalid. The lawsuit requests that the court void the new law. Miller says declaring she's a man would be committing fraud because of the previous court order. Two attractions at a new outdoor playground at Exploration Place are closed while crews make repairs. The museum says it's working to repair the red airplane and rocket attractions after a social media post showed some bolts coming loose. Officials say the attractions are under warranty and the manufacturer is working on a long-term solution. Museum officials say safety is a top priority. Teams inspect and monitor the playscape regularly and make adjustments as needed. The $25 million Adventure Playscape opened last month and includes 10 interactive play areas on 6 acres. Union Pacific says one of the company's historic steam locomotives will travel through Kansas this summer during its first ever coast-to-coast tour in honor of the United States' 250th birthday. Big Boy number 4014 is one of 25 steam engines built for Union Pacific in 1941. The trains were retired in 1961. The engine will make several stops in Kansas in July, including in Topeka, Salina, Wilson, and Hayes. Information about the locomotive's history and its U.S. tour is at up.com. The Wichita School District will hold information sessions next week for parents of children who are starting kindergarten this fall. Families are invited to attend the Intro to Kindergarten events Tuesday at the school their child will attend. Parents can get information about preparing students for kindergarten and what to expect in classrooms. They'll also learn about screening tests and attendance expectations. Times for the kindergarten sessions vary depending on the school. There's a list at the school district's website at usd259.org/intro. Kindergarten enrollment will take place in July. And now Luann Stevens brings us a look at some upcoming events in Wichita.
WAM Nights features a classical Indian dance workshop. It's a light, interactive workshop designed for people with no experience. It's tomorrow night at 6 at the Wichita Art Museum. Blossom Fest is 8-1 this Saturday at Eldersley Farm. It's a chance to experience the farm in its earliest shift into the season. Tacos and Tequila 2026, also this Saturday. It's noon to 9 at the Wichita Boathouse, with food and drink trucks, mariachi and cultural dancers, and tequila tasting. Open Streets ICT Nomar is this Sunday from noon to 4. It's centered along the Nomar Market at 21st and Broadway. There's live music and dancing, and people can stroll, bike, run, or dance their way along 21st Street. The 2026 Prairie Fire Spring Half Marathon is this Sunday from 7:30 until noon. There's also a 5K option. It starts at Century 2, and there will be some street closings in the downtown and Riverside areas. Yoga in the Park is next Wednesday afternoon. It starts at 12:15 at Chester I. Lewis Park. Registration is required. You can do that at downtownwichita.org. You can find more details about these events and lots of others. Just go to the events calendar at kmuw.org.
We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. A Kansas City nonprofit has been spreading thousands of recycled flowers and joy to senior care facilities for the past 10 years, and now it's supporting the next generation of florists. Jody Fortino reports on a new scholarship for students at Johnson County Community College.
Yeah, I want that one.
Tucked into a church basement, volunteer floral designers sort through buckets of flowers to cut, trim, and arrange them into dozens of bouquets.
Who wants a purple hydrangea?
The hundreds of leftover flowers could have been destined for the trash, but they'll now have a new life. The nonprofit Unexpected Blooms transforms donated flowers from weddings, memorial services, and other special events to brighten up the rooms of seniors living in healthcare facilities around the Kansas City area. AJ Miller is the board chair for Unexpected Blooms and has been volunteering with the nonprofit for about 8 years. She says people living in healthcare facilities may not always have someone who will come visit them.
So when we bring flowers to their community, some of them, it might be the only personal touch that they've received all month.
A retired funeral director and florist started the organization in 2016, inspired by the waste they saw in both industries. The organization lost momentum during the COVID-19 pandemic when events were shut down and donations came to a standstill. But it now has two workshop facilities and has been able to build up more revenue. That's given them more financial stability to start supporting a new generation of florists.
The world has a lot of things that are happening, and if we can make just one little piece of the puzzle better, that's our goal. And we're doing it through flowers, which is an environmentally conscious effort because we're repurposing and recycling vases, flowers, and joy.
This is the second year that Unexpected Blooms is funding scholarships for the Floral Design Certificate Program at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. It's believed to be the only program of its kind in the state of Kansas.
So I made my shape with my greens, and then now I'm doing asymmetrical just to show you that it can be done.
Natalie Goodwin is the program's lead instructor. She says money is tight and the scholarships help students who may struggle to pay for schooling. She also allows her students to volunteer at Unexpected Blooms for extra credit so they can see the impact flowers have on people.
Flowers make everybody feel better. I mean, it's scientifically proven that even people who have flowers on their desk at work are more productive. People who have flowers in their home, their families are like more positive and more cheerful.
Goodwin said the community colleges program has been around for about 20 years, but its popularity has been growing over the last five. Now her classes are always full, and so are the wait lists to get in. At first, Goodwin says students have to learn the basics and focus on duplicating what she makes before developing their individual style.
Things like balance and proportion, unity, harmony, what things go together, what flowers are in what season, and how they compact when you buy them.
Goodwin said half her students are already working in flower shops, including Sophie Ahrens. She's one of this year's scholarship recipients and arranges flowers in her job at Hy-Vee. She originally worked there as a clerk, but was inspired to transfer to the floral department after volunteering to help with Valentine's Day arrangements.
It's definitely a labor of love, and creating something that expresses emotions that are sometimes hard to say with words.
Erin says the scholarship has allowed her to focus on her studies instead of taking only one class a semester. And students are also learning lessons that go beyond floral arrangements. Ryan Bardot, another scholarship recipient, ended up in the design program after leaving art school in California because of finances and life circumstances.
Things change, things evolve, and you physically see your growth through your designs. So I'm really appreciative for the program for that, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have known that I'm probably stronger than I think I am.
Working with florals was a way to stay creative and design with color for Bardot, who hopes next year's scholarship recipients will have the same experience, and Unexpected Blooms can continue its purpose of spreading joy. I'm Jody Fortino.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Tomorrow on The Range, a new grain that's sustainable and delicious. Plus, Botanica unfolds origami in the garden. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.